About once a month, I speak at different conferences, and yesterday I had the pleasure of speaking at a church just downtown in Manhattan. And so I bring you greetings from one of our congregations, our Friends in Christ, City Lights NYC Seventh-day Adventist congregation, and I offered our greetings to them as well. We're connected as a family of faith around the city, so it's good to be connected together. This weekend, here in New York City, is one of my top 10 favorite weekends in New York. As international guests come from around the world to our beloved and bustling city to compete in the New York City Marathon. People from around the world gather here in our beloved city to run a difficult race set before them. Some have been training their whole life for this run, and some thought that they would never be able to get off the couch and face another day, but they're out there on the street running, setting forth with perseverance. 26.2 miles, five boroughs, and a beautiful day God has blessed them with. I am proud to be part of New York City on days like today. We come together and our unique differences to support the runners in their journey, and we say, welcome here. You can do this. Run the race with perseverance set out before you. How many of you have run a marathon before? Okay, I'm putting my hand down. How many of you, don't want to mislead you, how many of you have run a half marathon? I've done that one. How many of you have done a 5K, any type of race? Good, okay, there's some runners in here. I ran three 25Ks a while ago, which is about 15 miles. I started training for a marathon, and I thought, that's just ridiculous. And 15 miles is kind of ridiculous, too. Every runner I know, at some point in their journey, the race gets tough. It's kind of like life sometimes. Hamstrings cramp up. Legs begin to chafe. The elements outside of our control, like the wind or the rain, make the race difficult. And yet somehow runners have to keep going. You keep putting one foot in front of the other. You keep running. You just keep going. Even when it's slow and you're barely running, you have to just keep running. It was mile marker 13 for me in this 25K when my legs began to weaken. My lungs hurt, felt like they were burning. And the internal dialogue, that blessed internal dialogue that we all have, went something like this. Why the heck did you do this, Jess? I don't know if you can finish this. You've got 2.5 miles. Why? Just stop now. You can go have lunch. My friend Amber, my running buddy at the time, could see I was struggling. I was on the brink of tears, but when you cry and run, that takes more oxygen, so I had to fight the tears. She looked at me and said, Jess, we are a team. We're going to do this. I looked at her and said, I'm not sure about that. I guess it was apparent that I was struggling so much that the crowd started focusing on me. I had a giant peace sign on my shirt, and the crowd started yelling, peace sign, you can do this. Come on, peace sign. I looked down. Oh, that's me. Got it. I can do this. I looked up from the ache in my face and saw another runner in the crowd stopping, and I don't know why, but our eyes locked on each other, and he looked at me with so much seriousness in his eyes, and he said, you were made for this. Keep going. And I don't know what happened, but I believed him. Endorphins, maybe, I don't know, but I believed him. So I kept going, and I finished that 25K. The cloud of witnesses surrounded the runners, and it was like the cloud gave me strength to run the race and complete all 15.5 miles. They were saints to me, everyday, ordinary people who helped me complete my journey of a 25K that I have not done again, but I did it. The great cloud of witnesses of the marathoners today remind me of the saints who have died and the saints that are still living, who continue to inspire us beyond the grave to keep running the race of life set before us, to get out of bed, to keep putting one foot in front of the other, to keep inspiring to the goals that God has put in our hearts. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, the writer says that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. The living and the dead surround us, cheering us on, reminding us that we can keep going. And it's these witnesses, just like all of us who will witness the marathon today, that cheer us on. They inspire us to follow the path of God in our lives. Today is All Saints Sunday. We remember the dead who we miss, who we love, who have inspired us in our journeys. And from beyond the grave, their love and their support continue to be with us here today. Today we pause and we reflect on the people we miss. Loved ones who live in our heart and in our stories, and we feel their presence with us in the great cloud of witnesses, like calling out from the crowd saying, "You can do this. You can do this." In our tradition, a saint is not a person who is so far removed from the everyday ordinariness to be held as an elite category as saint. In our tradition, a saint is an everyday, ordinary person like you and like me. Messy, complicated people. Us. We are the saints. By God's grace, you are a saint. You might need to remind yourself of that this week. Some of us have a negative self-talk that we forget that God has called us to be saints, a holy and chosen people. By God's grace, the person sitting next to you in your pew is a saint. You might need to remind yourself of that one, too. By God's grace, this congregation is full of saints. By God's grace, we are a family of saints that no matter what happens on Tuesday this week, we are the people that remind the world that there is hope, that there is forgiveness in Christ Jesus, and that the love of God does not prevail, no matter who is the leader of this country. By God's grace, we are the saints being called to be the people of hope. And today, by God's grace, we honor and remember the saints who have died, who have taught us a little something about the way of God. Take a moment and turn around and see the quilt behind you that's hanging up on the balcony. Some of you will remember this. Some of you have your square up there. This represents some of the saints that are living in our midst here in this congregation and some of the saints who have died and now gone on to glory. The church put this together before I arrived and before Pastor Michael arrived. Some of you are shaking your head remembering this. And it is a tapestry of our saintliness woven together. Now, it's a beautiful piece, and we pull it out once a year because it's too big to fit on any wall in the church. So do take your time looking at it today. The tapestry of our lives are woven together in the stitches of this quilt. The cloud of witnesses surround us this day and quilt our individual lives together into the community of the living and the dead. In just a few moments, we will gather at the Lord's table, a table of grace and of love, and a feast on the bread and the grapes, as we gather with the saints who have deceased and the saints that surround us here that are living. We gather with the great living and the dead, the great cloud of witnesses, inspiring us to keep running the race of our daily lives. We will join the living and the dead at the table. And in addition to receiving the elements of bread and juice, we will also have the opportunity to take a flower that represents someone that has deceased in our life, someone that we love and that we miss, someone that has taught us about the way of God and of love and of forgiveness and hope. And then collectively, we will take that flower and place it in one of the vases and create a remembrance of hope. The flowers will symbolize the great cloud of witnesses of people that we love that may be dead but are here with us here today. We will make this collective bouquet symbolizing the saints, both the ones living and the dead, and being reunited in the hope of the glory of the resurrection. We, West End Collegiate Church, are a community of saints called to each other and to this world. Let us remember the ones that we miss. Let us be inspired by their stories. Let us treat each other as saints, as holy ones. Let us live with the grace of Christ and bless this world and bless each other and continue to be ministered by the presence of Christ in our midst. Let us pray together. At every pause, we will say together, "We remember them." Let us pray. At the rising of the sun and at its going down, we remember them. At the blowing of the wind and the chill of winter, we remember them. At the opening of the buds and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. At the blueness of the skies and in the warmth of summer, we remember them. At the rustling of the leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. At the beginning of the year and when it ends, we remember them. As long as we live, they too will live, for they now are a part of us as we remember them. Amen.